from that nitty-gritty cyber city, Neo Amsterdam, it's Hellgate City Companion, Halloween Special, October Special. Presented by WNAD. I, Kirby Bevins, survived All Hell's Eve, and all I got was this lousy mesh romper.
We interrupt this program for an urgent encrypted message. If unable to decipher it, do not panic. Broadcast will resume within the hour.
Encrypted stream 0.3. Warning, inner circle member. Do not share this. Lonnie will kill me. And if you're caught listening and get neutralized by the authorities, yada yada, I'm not liable. Dear log.
The toxin level stabilized. Don't mind me.
I'm almost done.
Go ahead.
Kirby Bevins, host for Neo Amsterdam News. My father disappeared 6 years ago. I've had amnesia about our final moments until now. Boy, was he irritating. I suspect he ghosted. Literally. You would too if you woke up 17 times last night screaming. Listen to this reenactment of what I heard.
Did you see that? Rippling in the air.
Was he murdered? Or worse?
It's very chilling. It's not a good sound.
You're telling me, Doc.
You're recovering well. We'll reduce medication and check back in the morning.
From 200 floors up, I peer down into the smog-enshrouded chrome canyon of Malcolm X Tech Boulevard. Above the darkening forest of Seneca Park, stratoscrapers of Trillionaires Row jut into the heavens like the crenellated wall of a castle, if it were designed by Fredward Scissorfingers. Their penthouses, like swords of holomorphic sapphire, point to Ascension, Sixth Borough and mile-wide Cloud City blimping overhead, virtual starry sky on its belly. One night, under those fake stars, a clueless schmuck got into this racket with a pipe dream of hitting it big and buying his own Hogarth 5701 dish blaster. That schmuck was me.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm going to ask a few questions.
Okay.
Who am I?
Dr. Rokeby?
Correct. And where are we?
Harlem Humanoid and Animal Hospital in Neo Amsterdam, a.k.a. Hellgate City, a.k.a. the Big Fapple, a.k.a.
Very good. What is today's date, your name, age, marital status, and date of birth?
Today is October 28th, 10th day of Halloween, baby. Hebrew year 6020, Kirby A. Bevins, age 35, single 11-11-5984. Ask me again, and I swear to Glord, I'll punch you in the gallbladder.
No, I understand. My daughters love your show, by the way. Never meet your heroes, right? Last question. How are you feeling?
Past couple days, I was euphoric. It felt like my amnesia was lifting. But it has come at a price. While some folks look forward to observing X-Mass or the Cyber Purge, I honor the 13 nights of Halloween. And I've lost 3 sacred nights holed up in this ICU. Had I known on night 7 I was going to be bushwhacked, I might not have joined the festivities. As I was chanting at the powwow that evening in Seneca Park, I assumed the eerie light approaching from behind was a fellow reveler dressed as a bag of glow sticks. I did not expect a rabid, radioactive raccoon dog. And if someone had told me common raccoon dogs in late autumn feed mostly on rodents, carrion, and feces, do you think I would have chosen mouse bursting out of a turd with meat tied to its head as my costume? The only silver lining to this catastrophe has been overcoming my amnesia about Dad. But something happened last night to rob me of that, too. 1 minute, long-forgotten memories from 6 years ago are flooding to me in dreams. The next, you cut off the IV and I'm back to amnesiac. What happened to my flarking memories?
At first, we thought perhaps it was a back alley reverse brain ink, memory eraser drug, or mnemonic colonic. We scanned your mind. Boop this.
Can I see the scan?
Yes, hold on. Son of a bitch, it's been deleted. I will send it to you personally this afternoon.
Just level with me. What's the diagnosis?
What's the diagnosis? A glowing raccoon bites you on the ass. We treat the wound and the rabies. The amnesia's probably psychogenic, triggered by a traumatic event. Even a violent attack like the recording you played. Your functional memory is fine. Brain basically intact. Want more? See a specialist.
Is there any way you could give me a bag of that IV drip to go?
Absolutely not. You shouldn't even be on it. That drug is for dogs.
Skag Babbit.
Don't be ungrateful. An appendectomy on a trillionaire's cat pays all the institution's bills for 3 months. Miracle you got treatment. Even your bed was supposed to go to a pet sloth from Ascension, but there was a mix-up. It probably saved your life. Maybe next time you won't be so lucky, okay? I'll leave you to your visitor. Be right back with your release papers.
Hey, Psycho.
Lon!
I heard you've been talking about how your dad was executed.
No.
Shut up about it, apparently. Found that article from Neo Amsterdam Times. July 12th, 6014, quotes a Dr. Mitsui Blanco speculating Thornton likely fled Indio, genetically restructured his face, and started a new life. Same old conjectures, but here.
Wonderful, baby. I missed you. Unlike this amnesia, it's true, I've been having dreams and memories of Dad from that time, past couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Did my best to capture them, but they're fading from my mind too fast to piece it all together. So if any of you in the inner circle have caught wind of Thornton or someone who could be him, tell me. But
what?
Keep it encrypted like this episode.
Are you live streaming?
No, I'm recording this for our diehard listeners in a hyper-encrypted communique.
Well, couldn't you come to me first?
You think I'd risk my job saying this on air? It's Hellgate City Companion, not the Where's My Daddy show. And yet, the Legion deserved to know.
You were attacked by a glowing raccoon dog. Do you feel better?
I'm fine. And I know listening to someone's dreams is considered torture by the Geneva Cyber Conventions, but this reenactment of Dad being attacked, I had so many flashbacks of it, it's offensive.
Did you see that? Rippling in the air.
I heard it. I came in with the doctor.
What were you doing? Sitting there?
Swiping through old photos.
Like what? Hey, that's the time we went to the abandoned fructose factory in Brooklinks.
I miss us.
Aw. Hey, check this out. I got one.
Who's that little cutie?
You haven't seen this? That's a real penguin, with Dad and me feeding it in Seneca Park Zoo. Wait. This is the video from when we met my sister at Fort Tyrant?
Papers for you. Proof you're Kraken plague free. Schnickelfritz, I forgot a billing thing. One moment.
Oh, okay. Lonnie, you have to hear this other dream log.
Kirby, can we just...
Just while we're waiting. Memories unfurl in my dream state. My psyche unlocks a door to a warehouse. Thousands of intricate shoebox dioramas stretch out before me, all the most consequential moments of my life. As I walk closer to one, it pedestals up and enlarges. Poof! I'm in the moment. Now I awaken. What came before seems fake, sloughed off like a pile of costumes tucked away in a drawer. I'm a prepubescent Aikido practicing tortoise with a fanny pack. I roam the terraces of Wuthering Heights. Or is it Brooklinks? Wait, this is a mascot mecha suit. Detailed heads up display? Nice. Did 9 little bumps from my tortoise shell wriggle free and take flight in a drone cam swarm? Yes. Uh-oh, bunnies. On a shady cobblestone street, 3 vampire jackrabbit ninjas close in around me. They bear knife teeth. The pink and gold bunny plugs a zap gun into a cable dangling from its eye hole. The powder blue one yanks 2 glittering incisors from its maw with a tack sharp shing, and a prismatic rainbow glares as she twirls 1 tooth in her curiously dexterous paw. Flop! She chucks the blades at my crosshairs. The drones swoop down, frisbee of the gods like. They form a floating grid in front of me. Thunk goes 1 toothy slicer. It pierces a drone like a hot knife in a fat pad of frozen digi butter. touché. It clangs off the ground. My breathable shield rearranges to fill in the gap, but the other tooth has already slashed into my shoulder. I, on the other hand, somersault away, picking up trash strewn along the curbs before I drop into an abyss. Falling 13 feet into an undertunnel hurts. I wince, my ribs press into an abandoned tube track for hypercar travel. The pain floods in like a pulled back muscle, half a second delayed. Oh, was that the ripple and jerk of a strained tendon? Then stab! Why, yes. Shelly, my shield, blocks the manhole opening while a zap gun pummels her. Wherefore am I about to kiss muck? What's that, Shelly? I should hide the fanny pack. I peer up at an empty metal power box on the wall, its rusty door lay open. I scamper to it. Inside, a loose digibrick winks at me. I remove it and stuff the damp leather fanny pack into the hole. Ooh, just telling it how it is. I jam half a digibrick in after it to cover up the hiding spot. I gently shut the door, then I hobble down the tunnel, hopefully evading my assassins. I emerge beneath a patchwork of cyberslum favela dwellings stacked up like a child's disjointed building blocks, mismatched and teetering on each other, Jenga to trembling.
Fascinating. That could be the most odd confabulation I've ever heard. Please do see a specialist.
We will.
Good. Here's the financial document, and I bid you farewell.
Thanks. Play that Fort Tyrant video again. The cyber streetcar. It's nearly identical to the one from my dream. Ventilators on. We're going uptown.
What are you doing?
Nothing. This hospital billing thing is weird, sending an update to Macklin. And I'll just grab an IV bag for the road. There used to be a crosstown trolley in Wuthering Heights. It went from up there in Fort Tyrant, came down here, and this...
Looking for elbow? I got that elbow.
No, thanks.
This is where the cyber slum should be, but it's dang digi condos.
No favela here long time.
How long?
3-4 years.
Where was it exactly?
El Mosteo.
Huh? Museum of the Undertunnels. Holy dreck. Here.
Appreciate it, boss.
No, keep the elbow.
Cybersnap, did I walk Azure?
We'll do it together, honey gun. Stop looking at my butt.
Your water broke.
What? Flark me. Pop the IV bag.
Should we go back?
It's an abandoned tunnel, Lon. Let's just give it 10 minutes here.
I didn't bring my spelunking shoes.
It's Albie the alligator. Run!
No, it's a parrot. The parrot sounds of predators. Relax. I'll protect you for 9 minutes. Broken barium tubes. Someone's been hanging out here. There's another wall unit.
Holy Gorgonzoli, the box.
Are you hungry?
We found a thing that I'd only seen in a dream, and you're hungry?
Yes. What are you doing?
Will you, Lonnie Paysinger, be my partner and wife?
Oh my. A ring covered in dried blood,
Too much?
No. I mean, yes, I've always wanted a self-adjusting ring, and yes is my answer.
Yes! This is the best day of my life.
It sure is.
What's wrong?
I'm thinking of leaving my job.
Great. This story will do gangbusters for my career. I'm putting a Hogarth on the gift registry. If no one gets it, I will.
Let's take it day by day, okay?
Sure.
Anything else in that haute couture fanny pack?
Got the ring, pinky drive. Let's see. Won't mount on my brain link. No biggie. Error message, cyberlucidity proprietary format. Might have to head downtown.
Fine by me, but I'm off to walk Azure.
We'll celebrate tonight. Yellow. Well, I sent the dream log too because... No, I know. Sorry. You liked it? No, that's great. Thank you, Macklin. It's funny, I actually am looking at dream streamers. Do you think the station would invest, even prosumer level? Uh-huh. Yes, a broadcast model would make the most sense.
Really?
Right, it's not feasible. After what fine? From the mayor. We have Freudian slip insurance. Illegal encryption on public airwaves? If I could cover it, I would. But how much? Only 20K. Yeah, put a pin. No, please, rip off the bandage. My health coverage is on pause till it's paid. Got it. Not the hospital bill, too. Wait, what was the good news? Oh, it's just bad and then, like, really bad. Yes, I'll shut up. Ratings are down slightly. More. Well, the whole network's down 20%, and you did say you liked the dream log. No, I'm listening. I love solutions. Uh-huh. Okay. So I'm off the hook for the fine if I front the money for a broadcast quality dream streamer, which puts me back on the hook, no? And confessing I'm a demon seems like a stretch. As far as I know, it was a technicality. I don't remember being dipped in a portal. It's probably not even true. I'll think about it. Matter of perspective? WNED will rent it from me? And what's the guarantee? Numbers up 10 points or better in 90 days, and I'll get my health insurance back. Sure, sure, win-win. But what if my ratings slump? Right, we're all screwed and I can return the machine, assuming it hasn't been more than a month. Heck, yeah, I could just keep buying it and returning it, but yeah. What could go wrong? I mean, flark it. Yeah, just, you can use my account to purchase it. Just let me tell Lonnie, okay? Oh, did I tell you we got engaged? Right. No, that's not how good news, bad news works. You have to bring your own. Okay, I'll talk later.
Welcome to Paragonium Unlimited. How may I be of service?
I'm good, thanks.
If you wish to test your external drive with our Dream Streamers, please note that some models and file formats are not backwards compatible.
Hey, give that back!
Contents include README file, encrypted database, and a memory stream file. Thornton evidence. Air quote, good times from Dad. Drive ejected.
Chill your motherboard, droid son.
My name is Dewey.
Well, you got grease on this, Dewey. And just so you know, you're talking to an elite owner of a Cyber Lucidity Dream Streamer broadcast edition. So, format schmormat, I'm done here.
The B068 will not play that format.
Come again?
The model you have purchased will not play a memory.stream file, which is proprietary.
40K in crypto debt and I can't play a home movie? Holy schnazbabbles, did I make a mistake?
Schnazbabbles do not compute, but I can open a support ticket to play your file.
Please.
Inquiring with Central AI.
Dear Log, apparently Dad left me a proprietary stream file. I still have no clue how to unlock the database.
Kind denizen, may I save your dimensions in our wearables directory?
What? No, stop that. Reverse everything you just did. Delete.
Copy that, friendo. Reversing all commands. What next?
Shiz Chess, did you cancel my ticket?
What ticket?
Don't do me like this, Dewey. Get me a floor model that can play this.
Checking inventory for dead stock model 066 or B53. Located.
This dusty Shaz obsolete looking head bucket?
The year is 6014. We're in Thornton Bevins' cranium looking through his eyes. He is ill and rooming with his son while undergoing treatments. I'm JV, virtual assistant, and steward to Dr. Bevins' brain OS.
Cut it, Jay. This is the apartment where Curb has me laid up. You want some of this game hen, Curb?
Sure!
Here's a hologram of the day he got the job with Satoil Seer. Look at me, proud father.
How's it feel to be back?
Cyber dialysis sucks, but it's nice to spend time together, like family.
Oop! Cadmium Fury grazes where X. X hits the barrier. That's gotta hurt. Is he vaped? We'll find out in just a moment with more Vapor Game.
Watching the game on HoloVid. Just like the old days, eh?
Yeah. Glad you're here, Pop.
Was it worth your kidney? Be honest.
For you? Sure.
I remember the first time I saw that little guy in the lab.
Call me little?
No, cartoon monkey you invented that learns on its own.
Mimono.
That's the one. Teaching kids and adults about cybernetic safety to this day. And these little stuffed animals still sell like hotcakes. Remarkable work, son.
You think? They pulled me off the project last fall, so...
So what? You'll make another.
I don't know, Dad. Macklin at Neo Amsterdam Dimensions offered me the 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. slot, and I'm thinking...
Just up and leave a stable job to do local radio at the dead zone hour?
You'd have me stay with the company that gave you a gag order and sent you to a D-grade cancer clinic? You're a world-renowned scientist. You practically invented portal physics.
It's a nice story, but without the work of Hiroka, your mother, even Sasoma, I'd be nowhere. And I made a lot of enemies along the way. My enemies, not yours.
Who? Name one.
It's a wolf in sheep's clothing, son. You'll find them in every megacorp. And sometimes the only way to beat one is to lead a hungry, slobbering wolf pack to its doorstep.
Won't they be like, sheep's tasting nasty, got fur on my tongue? Is this wolf meat?
Forget it. You don't understand pack mentality.
What the flark, Dad?
Initiating the Jarvanix thought to spoken text function.
I'm dying to tell you everything, Kirby, but it's not what you think. My kidneys, career foibles, nemesis, anyone could kill me, sure. But there's a way through this. Caring for me these past few months, you've taught me hope matters, luck matters. I hope I'm lucky enough to see you on the other side. If I beat the odds, well, you'll know. Keys to the attached database should be in your hand. Honestly, if they're not, it's probably a gift. Live your life. Find out who's good to you and keep them close. That's the real key. Don't let the need for payback consume you like it has me. I mean, I love you no matter what you decide about me. That's your call.
Fucking thing she zapped me. My kidney, huh? What the heck is this all about? I got engaged today. I haven't even thought about telling my dad. I haven't told my mom. I gotta tell Katrionica. I mean, I can't tell my dad. Would I? I know he loved me, but you can say that. But then what do your actions show? He didn't believe in me, really. I mean, he did, but not the me that I want to be.
Are you okay, Denizen?
No. Can't you see I'm crying?
Yes, tears detected. However, Paragonium has closed.
All right.
Take your time. I will escort you to the exit when your tears terminate.
I'll go.
Hey, Azure. Missed me, girl? Put away that synthetic steak, Lon. I'm taking you out.
Too late. And if I'm leaving my job, we might as well eat in.
About that, did you give notice?
No. Why?
There's a problem with my health insurance, but don't worry.
I can wait, but I'll have to do it eventually. We'll figure it out.
We will. Long story short, you were right. Boccaccio fined the station for an encrypted episode. WNAD has me over a barrel. They threaten to drop me if I don't finance a broadcast-quality dream streamer.
That's awful, baby. You didn't buy it, though, did you?
I did, but I can return it. And they're renting it from me, so I just have to get my numbers up.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is I watched a video stream from the drive in that fanny pack. It was from Dad. How about that?
Wow.
It jogged my memory. Made me miss him, too. What do you remember of him leading up to that time?
Well, he had been in and out of your life for a few years, so I was wary of him. Then he got the diagnosis, the unpaid leave. Right as he seemed to have a new cyber lease on life, he vanished. I hoped he would come back so I could get to know him, you know? Still do.
Same. But most of the memories that were resurfacing these past few days have dissolved like a haze of cerulean-tinged eggshell clouds going ozone. If it weren't for these dream logs and recordings, I'd have lost all hope of getting to the bottom of it. Sure as hell seems like something happened to him.
And I know it sounds crazy, but what if someone doesn't want me to know the truth? Not cool.
I guess. It's possible. But it's also possible that you're just protecting yourself.
That's what Dr. Rokeby said. Speak of the devil, hang on. This is he. Please do. Inconclusive? Could you send it anyway? Well, he promised. No, don't call the insurance. Is he in? What? You poor thing. Sure, a referral would be swell. Okay, bye. Apparently the scan was inconclusive, but they won't send it to me. It's a good excuse. Rokeby's assistant just found him decapitated.
How awful. Maybe it's a sign.
Yep. I'll get a second opinion. The truth is, for all I know, Dad bounced. It's like you said, the amnesia may just be a way to avoid the pain of that sad, boring reality. And I can accept that. Luckily, all we've done is open the lid of Pandora's box. We didn't climb inside it and take selfies wearing all her jewelry. And if I remember correctly, you can close the box.
Not so sure. You okay, Curb?
Yeah. No, I'm mad. This whole cyber goose chase threw me off track. The plan is simple. Do the job. Produce the heck out of the news. Oh, I'll play the game. On my terms. It's time to take a stand. I will never admit to being a demon. Like my dad said, don't give people extra reasons to hate you. Hot sauce ads end now. Truth-telling starts. Whether Weatherbees likes it or not, I will not bow down to sponsored segments. And Gorp, forget it. No more coverage. We stick to Hellgate City. Yurt! Come at me, Boccaccio. I will not run. I shall not hide, blackguards. I shan't whore out my subconsciousness for crypto credits. You'll have to rip these dreams from my cold, dead hippocampus. Not because I'm scared. Don't think I'm afraid to use a dream streamer on some wild, blood-curdling night terror. I'll strap it on and stare right into the eye of the vortex. But I won't have to, because I'm going to get a Hogarth with my dignity intact. Watch me return the cyber lucidity. New in box. To the high road, dear Legion. To the high road. Right, Azure?
Is this all going in the episode?
Yes, it's encrypted. They expect me to speak from the heart. Let's eat.
Thus ends the encrypted communique 0.3 back to our regular programming.
Did you catch that, Neo Amsterdenizen? If not, go to HellgateCity.com. Up next, on the eve of her wedding, the First Lady grew an extra arm. Was it Kraken Plague? Lestra Bagswell Gandhi investigates. Meanwhile, hold your loved ones close unless they cough blood in your face. And may an albino alligator's steely tail lead your enemies to fail. This is your host and companion in the metaverse, Kirby Bevins, signing off.